The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Thursday. Let's kick things off with our first talk back of the day.
Buenos dias, JV Show familia. This is Eric from San Jose. Well, no longer Eric from San Jose. Had a move to Gilroy with the folks in the ADU that they have. So, yeah, Eric from Gilroy now. But I'm not trying to make this about me, but it is my birthday. Yeah, who gives a part? But I just want to, you know, hear from you guys. What do you guys think? Cool or not? You know, that day is your birthday. It's also, you know, Mother's Day for your mom. You know, I don't know if I'm the only one that does it, but, you know, just want to hear from you guys or anybody.
Okay.
There's lots to unpack there.
Lots to unpack. First of all, how do you guys think Eric from Gilroy sounds? Because it's Eric from San Jose, but now Eric from Gilroy. Uh-huh. You guys happy about that, or do you think it's a bit of a downgrade?
It's a little bit of a...
But... Of a what?
What? Finish your sentence.
Why are you giving me that look?
No, I'm just waiting to see you put your foot in your mouth
and besmirch
the great Gilroy community.
How do you know I wasn't going to say upgrade?
Then finish that sentence.
Yeah. It's a downgrade.
Wow! Shots fired at Eric from Gilroy, formerly of San Jose.
If I lived in San Jose, I would never leave San Jose.
But there are already a lot of Erics from San Jose, and now he's going to be the only Eric in Gilroy. So
no.
I like love that.
You think he's the only Eric that lives in Gilroy?
A couple other Erics from Gilroy really? Just said, hold my beer. They're about to leave a talk back.
Okay. Happy birthday.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Let's handle that part.
Who gives a fart?
But he said, cool or not, he seems to give his mom another Mother's Day on his birthday because that's the day that maybe she became a mom. He said, cool or not.
I think that's cool.
That's cool, but I'm not doing it.
I'm not doing it
this
either.
This is my day. You have Mother's Day,
that's
Mom.
Cool.
Wow, I thought you guys would be all for this. You know, women supporting women, that whole thing. But I agree with you. Don't moms get Mother's Day. That's the day for Mother's Day. And they also get their birthday. So that's like two things they celebrate.
Yeah.
When it's my birthday, isn't it just, you know, my birthday?
And how do you know that was a great day for Mom?
Right.
Maybe it was the worst day.
Maybe she doesn't want to remember that day.
Yeah, maybe it was a very painful, long laboring
Maybe
day.
The doctor had to put a few extra stitches back in afterwards because things just were like, blah.
And her boyfriend never let her forget it.
Right.
Yeah. Also, I'm the second child, so it's, you know, that wasn't her first time giving birth.
Right.
Okay, so if you're the first child, maybe you should tip your cap to Mom that day and be like, happy Mother's Day.
Yes.
This is the day that you became a mom also. But I mean, I was the third kid, technically.
Yes.
I mean, I have a twin sister, but I was the last one out. And so at that point, Mom's already been a mom.
Out of the canal.
Yeah. Well, no, it's a C-section situation.
Oh, okay, that's right.
And I think the doctors were hurriedly like, oh my God, there's a baby buried under some ugly thing here. And they threw the ugly thing out. And then,
that was your sister.
Yes. And then they picked me out. And they're like, oh, there's the beautiful baby. And then the thing that they threw out started crying. And they're like, oh my God, twins. That's how I pictured it going down.
What a beautiful day.
It was. You know.
Are we doing a second talk back?
Yeah, bro.
Good morning, guys. It's your buddy Ivan from New York. And, you know, I was just catching up with the podcast, and I was seeing this segment where you guys don't like waiting for parking. And, you know, that happened to me today. I couldn't find parking at work, so I went back home. Sorry, boss. There was no parking.
What? I respect that.
You're fired.
No.
Where do you go to work at 4 a.m. whenever time that talkback came in this morning before we signed on the show that there's no parking?
Well, he said that happened to him. Well, he did say today, didn't he?
He said this is what happened to me today at work or this morning at work. I don't know. Maybe it was yesterday.
I don't know. Maybe it's a packed
maybe,
place.
You're fired.
Have you ever done that, Graham? You can't find parking and then so you just leave?
If I couldn't find parking and left somewhere, not for a job, though.
Not your job, but like going to a store, anything like that.
I'm sure it's probably happened. I mean, there are times living in San Francisco where like legitimately you tried to go and there's no parking, nowhere to park. And you're like, I'm not about to park in a lot and pay $120 or whatever. I can't find street parking. I'm sure that's happened where you just give up.
I've definitely done that at the gym.
Really?
You were going to give up anyways. You saw one car in the parking lot. That's my favorite spot. I have to turn around. I can't go.
No, I used to go to a gym when I lived in Oakland, and it was all street parking. And so if I couldn't find a spot, like I'm like, okay, well, I have to leave. I'm leaving.
Street parking for a gym is crazy.
Yeah,
that is tough. Yeah, and you only have so much motivation.
Right.
I had enough to get there, but it's just slowly dwindling as I circle the block.
Yeah.
And
I did your part.
You did your
part. Right, I did what I had to do. Jim, do your part.
But how about your employee shows up or doesn't show up and calls in like, hey, I couldn't find a place to park, so that's why I'm not there at work today.
Wow.
Fired. You're fired.
Yeah. What if it's one of those like really cool places where it's laid back? It's like so chill, bro. And they can work from home if they want. They can come in if they want. It doesn't really matter.
I'm hiring AI to take your job. I'm kidding.
That's where it's headed anyways.
That.
Let's be honest. Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Dude said he lived in New York, so it's not 4 a.m. when he left the talk back. It's actually 7 a.m., which makes a lot more sense.
Okay, smarty pants.
Okay, that would be true, except that's our buddy Ivan from Newark.
Oh.
Not New York.
Graham's the smarty pants.
Newark. Yeah. So he did leave a talkback unable to find parking for work this morning. And I was like, where can that happen at 4 a.m.? There's got to be parking, right?
That's his truth. There was no parking.
Ivan from Newark, where were you trying to park this morning?
I
need to know.
All right, guys, it's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
The biggest and only thing you need to know today is that our iHeartRadio Music Awards are on tonight.
Tonight?
Yes.
How come they didn't fly us down there?
Because they denied us entry, just like they do every year. It's live on Fox, 5 p.m. Ludacris is hosting, Miley receiving the Innovator Award, and Taylor Swift making her first award show appearance of the year.
That's huge. All right, the San Francisco Giants lost the season opener Netflix special last night to the Yankees 7-0. It wasn't the debut that new Giants manager Tony Vitello was hoping for, but neither was the Netflix broadcast of the game. Fans were annoyed by a few things they did, namely some bad digital ad placements in the first inning behind home plate. Made it look like a bad green screen glitch. It was weird. The series is going to resume tomorrow, which is the real home opener for us Giants fans. A day game, packed bars, first pitch, 1:35.
Go Mets!
No, they're playing the Yankees.
Oh. Another day that will be nice and warm. Highs will be in the mid to high 70s. It's going to warm up a little more tomorrow and for the weekend. And as of right now, there is still a little rain in the forecast for next week, but we'll see if that changes.
Hey, Sagittarius besties!
Hey!
Your day today is going to be a 6. Your family wants more of your time, and honestly, they have a point. Make space for what matters. Your current job is draining you, and today's drama is the universe's way of saying it's time to explore other options. Update that resume. Start putting those feelers out.
Have AI update your resume, I think
yes.
you mean.
And then have AI do the interview for you.
Yes.
And then have AI take your job.
Yes.
And then you can
then you
move
don't
out
have to work.
Onto the street.
What a dream.
Yeah.
All right, next on the JV Show, we're talking about this new... Is it new, Graham?
Yes, it's new for this season.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey, good morning, JV Show. I just wanted to say, Tesla is one of the places where you will not find parking at 4 a.m., 3 a.m., 2 a.m. in the morning, which is why they have, like, 3 locations where they shuttle you from, and still, it's still kind of hard. All right, I hope we all have a good day.
Oh,
that would make sense.
That would be incredibly frustrating. I mean, I get it. We were joking. I was like, you're fired. If you couldn't find a place to park, you just turned around and went home. But it's the same thing. Like you were saying, Selena, you tried to go to the gym and there was no parking. You turned around and went home. It's tough enough getting motivated on a Monday to go to work. And then you get to your work and you can't find any place to park. Yeah, I might go home too.
And we're talking about this because Ivan from Newark said that that's what he did this morning. We're like, where do you work that there's no parking? But Tesla... That makes sense.
Maybe he works there.
Yep. Yeah. It's right next to Newark. So. Yep. All right, Graham?
New food item alert, you guys. New food item at Oracle Park for Giants games this season. You can now get a 999 concession box.
Ooh.
You guys remember the 999 challenge for baseball?
Sounds familiar.
It was where you... tried to eat. The challenge was if you could eat 9 hot dogs and drink 9 beers in 9 innings.
That's what it was.
And I think we discussed whether or not we thought we could do this. And then we had a hot dog eating contest around 4th of July or something a couple years ago. And each of us ate like 3 hot dogs and we were like, never again.
I only had one. That wasn't and one. I still don't think I've had a hot dog since.
Oh, yeah, God. See?
It like really grossed me out.
So the 9 hot dogs, that part would be the problem. 9 beers? Piece of cake. I'll be done by the 4th inning. Anyways, I guess Major League Baseball has become aware of the trend and different ballparks across the country have started to embrace this, which I think is interesting because it seems to be promoting overeating and binge drinking. But whatever. They now make a 999 challenge box. And there were some stadiums that launched it last year and now it's available this season at Oracle Park. $54.99. So $55. You get a 999 challenge box. It comes with 9 mini hot dogs.
Oh, that's cute. Okay,
they're
I
not
like
full
that.
Size. And then you get 9 little, they look like if you've ever had a beer flight tasting.
Yeah.
You get 9 little mini beer glasses and 1 24-ounce Coors Light that you're then supposed to pour in
that's
to the
it?
Little things. If you want to see this, JB Morning Show on Instagram, check our story and you can see it there. A lot of people's problem is, as they've gotten one and tested this out, is that that 1 24-ounce beer, it doesn't even fill all the little mini beer glasses
wow.
that are probably 3 or 4 or 5 ounces or maybe even 6 ounces. I don't know how big they are, but that 1 24-ounce beer doesn't even fill up all your cups. So you would need to buy more beer. But let's just say you got 9 little mini wieners and 9 little mini beers. Would you guys try this new 999 challenge? Because it's like the 999 light version, because these aren't full-size hot dogs and full-size beers.
Yes.
Yeah, I feel like I could do...
You think you
I
could
believe
do
in
it?
Myself more.
This seems easy.
Although the hot dogs, I think after a couple of them, I would...
How many are these things?
Well, go look at JV Morning Show on our Instagram story, Selena. You'll see them. They're not like pigs in a blanket size.
Oh, no, these are too big.
It's like about the size of a half hot dog in my mind.
It's like a regular size hot dog.
No, they're
yeah,
mini.
Yeah, you go to the store and you get like...
Yeah.
I think these are like regular size. Yeah, I could do maybe...
4.
Maybe 2. Oh, but I'll crush the beer.
You ate 1 during our hot dog eating contest where it was to eat as many wieners as you could in 10 minutes and you ate 1.
That was an off day. I was sick and I still went through with it anyways. And I think it was watching you guys that made me feel more disgusted. But I think on a good day, I can eat like 2 of these.
I think on a good day, I could push myself to do like 5.
5 hot dogs?
I think I did 4 during our challenge.
You're so teeny tiny.
I think there's only one way to settle this. We got to go buy the 999 box.
And try it.
And we just got to try it. The beer,
it's
no problem.
It's just not enough beer.
Yeah, the beer part is no problem.
I think we got to double the amount. I think you got to get two tall cans at least in there. That seems like a more... And even then, that's short of the actual 9 beers you're supposed to be drinking in the real 999 challenge.
Two tall cans seems like, it seems like so much, but I could easily do like 9 beers.
Bro, I could totally dust 9 beers. 2 tall cans, which is 4 beers, I could not.
That seems like a lot.
No, you could do 2 tall cans in 9 innings.
Okay.
The little hot dogs, I think they're gonna wear. I think that's gonna be tougher than you think it is.
No, I know that that's gonna be the tough part for me.
Yeah.
Well, we should try it.
When is this taking place?
$54.99. Speaking of the Giants, they're off today. They lost last night. Mm-hmm. But tomorrow's like the real home opener day game when all the bars and everything is packed down here by the ballpark. Look, we work just a couple blocks from there. And every year I go out and grab some beers with the crew before the game on the home opener day. Mm-hmm. And every year, Selena, you have some excuse. Are we all going to go out? Jess made it out last year. We went to Momo's and had a couple cold ones. What about this year? It's on a Friday.
I know.
Tomorrow.
I know.
Come on,
I know. But my son gets out of TK so early.
Oh, my God.
He's only 5. He has half days. It's not an excuse.
He can stay for the after school program.
There's kid Ubers now.
Yeah.
He can walk home.
No, he can't. Yeah,
it builds character.
America's safe now.
I will think about it. I'll think about it.
America's safe.
We're
over there dominating Iran. America's safe now. You can walk home.
It ain't happening.
You're not going to come out tomorrow?
I'll think about it. If I can finesse some things and make it work, then I'll make
finesse.
It work.
Because people probably want to say hi and see Selena in person at Momo's and crush a couple
Nobody
cold
wants
ones with
that.
You.
Nobody wants that. Do.
Jess, are you going?
I think so.
I got a couple of maybes and I think so's on this show.
I'm very easy to convince. So
Jess is a yes.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Next on the JV show.
I'll be there.
Jess, we don't have a ton of time, but really quick.
Yes, really quick. Adults want to get in on the fun, you guys. And this year for Easter, they think they deserve Easter baskets as well.
Oh, here we go.
God, wouldn't that be nice, though, if you just woke up Easter Sunday, there's an Easter basket for you?
Like, we like candy, too.
Why doesn't the Easter Bunny do that?
Yeah,
I like little bottles of like liquor.
But I thought this was already a thing, remember, with the boo baskets for Halloween.
Then
you had
the
to
winter
get,
baskets.
Yeah, you had to get a basket. Every holiday required a basket now.
Right.
I thought you guys already required an Easter basket.
I've never gotten an Easter basket.
I've never gotten an Easter basket either.
Do people already do this like for friends? Are there friend Easter
I
baskets?
I think this is the year that it's starting because adults are realizing. They're opening their eyes and like, hey, I want one.
I don't think I've ever gotten a basket, but I bet you Kate has gotten me some gummy candies
Wait, really?
And some jelly beans and things on Easter? Your men have never gotten you something on Easter?
No. I don't think so. And what have you gotten for Kate?
Probably something.
Nothing.
I've probably gotten her something. I don't know.
It never even occurred to me that this is a holiday where, like, you get something or adults get something. It's always been the Easter Bunny comes by and, like, only the kids, you know, get to do the Easter egg hunt and only the kids get baskets filled with goodies.
Sometimes I fill up some of those.
I, of course, eat their stuff, but.
Plastic eggs with, like, things like diamonds and, like, Rolex watches and stuff like that.
And
I put those in her basket. You guys don't get anything?
No.
Wow.
Dang it.
Bummer for you guys.
I would totally do this for my husband, but the sad part is I know I wouldn't get anything in return because he doesn't even know that this is a thing.
Oh,
I know. So sad. So. Today's Hottest Trending is coming up next.
Hottest Things Trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And Trending is sponsored by Graton Resort and Casino. Graton Resort and Casino is hiring chefs, bartenders, waitstaff, and line cooks. Bring the energy. Apply now at GratonCareers.com.
So the Tonight Show MC forced to apologize to BTS. So if you don't know, BTS is basically taking over the Tonight Show. Their appearance is being spread out over 2 days. So last night, and then they'll be on again tonight. Well, fans are not too happy about a joke that was made early on in the show, not by Jimmy Fallon. This was a joke made by Seth Herzog, who is like the show's MC, and he's their warm-up comic. He made a joke that a lot of people felt was aimed at BTS. Here is the joke in question. He said, anybody here from the North? No? Nobody? A lot of people thought that was in reference to North Korea because BTS, they're from South Korea. And I guess it's supposed to be like during him talking to the audience where he usually be like, tell me where you're from and who's from here. You know, you'll do that at live shows.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's supposed to be like that, but fans felt it was, you know, targeted at BTS. They went into full attack mode. And according to reports, Seth did apologize to BTS for the entire thing. What do you guys think?
Well, obviously it was about North Korea, right? So
yeah, but am I missing something? I just don't feel like is that that bad? Maybe it is. Maybe I'm missing something. So I'm asking to launch an attack against the Tonight Show.
Yeah, I don't. I mean,
I just don't even get the joke. Like, to me, it's like not even a. I don't know.
I don't know why he chose to say that. But also, I don't know why it was like, oh, my God, cancel.
Okay, so you guys are with me.
I don't know that it's some
thank you. That's all I was wondering. Okay.
Demand and apology. You know, it's a comedy show, right?
Right.
Well, say all kinds of things.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't think not only was that not funny, I don't think it was anything to be outraged about, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. But either way, he did apologize. Better to be safe than sorry, I suppose. The Rihanna shooter was in court yesterday. Ivana Lizette Ortiz, she's the Florida woman who basically did a drive-by at Rihanna's home while her and entire family were there. She's been locked up ever since after cops pulled her over in a shopping center parking lot where they arrested her because they found her with, you know, the guns and the ammo and all that in her Tesla. So yesterday she was in court where she's being charged with attempted murder, and she pleaded not guilty. Her attorney did try to reduce her bond. That was rejected. So her bond or her bail is still set at $1.875 million. Remember, she's being charged with one count of attempted murder, 10 counts of assault with a semi-automatic firearm, 3 counts of shooting in an occupied vehicle or dwelling. If she's convicted, she could be in there for life.
Whoa. And we have solid proof that it was her that did it, right? So
I get why even try to plead not guilty? Right. Like, we know you did it. Every video up until that point where you were talking about Rihanna as if she was already dead and calling her the devil and things, everything leads to you. So I don't know. Maybe you'd get a better deal if you would just plead guilty. Right. But
and she's found competent to stand trial. That was my biggest question.
For now, yeah, I guess maybe that's something her attorney will try to throw out.
Right.
Hasn't yet, though. Graham, what do you have?
All right, so we talked earlier this year about how Southwest Airlines, after many, many years, since the airline started, they changed their open seating policy and they went to a traditional assigned seat system. This one many people applauded, I think all of us included. I don't like the seat anxiety of not knowing where I'm going to get stuck sitting. But some people have said they're switching to the new system, go back to the old. But earlier this year, that change also caused the airline to change their seating policy for plus-sized passengers. Southwest, I guess, has always had a guideline that allowed plus-sized passengers to either buy a a seat, an extra seat in advance, and then receive a refund later if that seat remained empty, like they didn't actually need it. And then on flights that weren't full, they could request a second seat just free of charge because the, you know, there's not enough, the entire right. flight's not full, so they could have the seat next to them. That policy for plus size passengers was hailed as like kind of the best in the industry. It was like sort of the standard amongst all airlines, but now that is gone. And what they are alleging now, a lot of plus size passengers, they're calling it a fat tax, is now being imposed on customers because if they don't buy an additional seat in advance, a gate agent or somebody that works at the airline can approach them and say, hey, I'm going to need you to buy an extra seat, and people feel like they're being singled out for their size.
It's just up to that person to decide, hey, you need more room?
Well, according to their policy, and again, I don't know that this helps make it much clearer, but Southwest Airlines says, quote, customers who encroach upon the neighboring seat must purchase the number of seats needed. The armrest is considered to be the definitive boundary between seats, and then you can review information in their policy, blah, blah, blah. In addition, Southwest may determine in its sole discretion that an additional seat is necessary for safety purposes. So people have felt like they have been singled out by this and right. said they will never fly Southwest Airlines again because it was so embarrassing. Where do you guys land on this issue?
This is tough because if you show up to the airport and they're telling you there, what if the seat next to you is already taken? Now you can't get on the plane? Like, how does this work? I'm confused now.
Yeah, on a full flight, I don't right. even know how they...
How they would... do this.
How they determine that.
I just feel like it shouldn't be up to that person to say, like, hey, you need extra space. If that person right. is perfectly comfortable right there, let them, then let's leave them.
But what if the person next to them is not perfectly comfortable?
Okay, well, then do the same thing. Do the same thing about manspreading, because I'm tired of sitting there like a pencil in between two men who are taking up all the space. Tell them to buy an extra seat if that's what they're going to do.
I just have never understood, I guess, like, the, and I want to be sensitive about this because I guess like when I put my bag on the scale, well, it's my wife's bag always, and it's 5 pounds over the thing, and I have to pay an extra amount of money for the weight of my bag.
Right.
Then take that back, Selena. I weigh over 200 pounds or whatever. Shouldn't my additional weight, like, shouldn't you then get to pay less for your seat? You weigh way less than me. So, like, should your, if we're weighing things, weighing the bag things has always bugged me because
right,
passengers
yeah.
come in all different sizes and I'm paying an extra fee because my bag went over. Well, my total passenger weight, bag plus me, weighs way more than you plus your bag, Selena. Well, unless you pack as much right. as my wife. Jeez, like, I don't know if she's bringing gold bars in there or something. I wish she was. We'd be rich. But do you understand? Like, when
yeah.
it comes to a weight thing,
make it
at that
sense.
Point, like, do we all have to step on a scale? And then everyone just pays. If that's the benchmark for luggage, we're
right.
weighing it, then does everyone have to step on a scale? Like, the whole thing is very, the problem is, and as customers are pointing out, it's very subjective.
Yeah.
It's just up to somebody going, oh.
Yeah. And I don't like that it's up to
need,
them.
Right. You're going to need a second seat. The only way to have it not up to someone, I guess, is a scale situation.
I don't like that either.
But I don't like that.
I don't want that.
I don't like that. I don't know what the solution is here, but people are not happy with how Southwest is handling.
All right. Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks for hanging out with the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Rebecca from Concord. I just want to chime in on the extra seat from Southwest. I was given an extra seat before they started charging people, and it was very uncomfortable to tell people they were not allowed to sit next to me, even though they were more than willing. I am a larger person, but I still do fit in the seat. I've flown other airlines since and never had a problem. No one's ever said anything to me. So I think that it's not very cool.
Yeah, I don't like that. You're singling somebody out in front of everybody else.
And I mean, I understand this happens on other airlines, but the rollout of Southwest's new seating policy, which was the switch from the open seating to the assigned seating, apparently has not gone well when it comes to plus-size passengers. That's what Rebecca from Concord was just leaving a talkback about there, because they're saying people have been approached by gate agents or whoever and told them, basically, you have to buy another seat. And we've heard stories like this happening on other airlines, so I don't necessarily think this is a uniquely Southwest Airlines problem, but apparently
yeah.
it has become a big problem of
right.
late, because people are not used to this happening on
right.
Southwest.
Yes. All right, let's get to What the Bleep, where you just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped-out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. First person to get it right wins today's JV Show Chug Mug. Are you ready for today's clip?
Yep. Mm-hmm. I told my wife, when you grab your, I'm just going to grab mine at the same time.
Ew.
I think that way it's
that's fair,
efficient, right?
If you guys, if there's two people doing solo things, is it still solo?
No.
No? Sort of? I don't know.
That's a good question.
That's a good question for some philosophers to ponder. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. It's not that, you sickos.
Oh.
All right, when you have your guests, you whip out your iHeartRadio app, you hit that talkback mic button as fast as you can because you want to win a JV Show Chug Mug. You have to be the first correct answer of the morning. We want to hear your guess, something PG, and then your name and your city along there, along with that guess as well, so we can shout you out if you win.
That's right, we're going to play some of your talkbacks next, so get them in.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Thanks for hanging out with us. We're playing What the Bleep, where you just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what it is, you want to leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. First person to get it right wins this JV Show chug mug. Just remember, this is a family show, you sickos. Here's today's clip in case you missed it.
I told my wife, when you grab your, I'm just going to grab mine at the same time.
Yeah,
I'm so grossed out. Why not grab each other's?
Yeah, like, sometimes it's
okay. Switch it up.
It doesn't
switch
work
it
like
up.
That.
All right, yeah. Let's go to your guesses.
Good morning, JB Show. This is Naren from Hayward, and my guess for the bleep that word is scooter. If she grabs her scooter and you grab your scooter, you guys can go rock riding in the sunset. Okay, have a great Thursday. I hope I win. Love you guys. Bye.
Let me see you grab that scooter.
Oh. Do you and your wife ride scooters together?
Grip those handlebars.
Pull out your razors. Do you remember the razor scooters?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, by the way, that's not what it is. No, yeah, we have a tandem scooter. We ride. We don't ride separate. We ride on
you
the same scooter.
You do not have a tandem scooter.
No, we don't.
Oh, wrong button. Hang on here.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Alan from Dublin, day four, trying to win the chug mug. I think the bleeped out word is something to clean out your insides. Is it a toothbrush? All right, thanks. Bye.
Wait, what?
Something to clean out your insides. The inside of your mouth. Toothbrush.
Oh, so you grab your toothbrush, I'll grab
yes.
mine.
Uh-huh.
No.
Brush your teeth together.
Independently.
Don't do that.
Okay.
Good morning, JV Show. This is PV from East Bay. I believe the bleeped out word is coffee. Thank you.
Grab that's your coffee, I'll grab mine.
That's a good guess.
That's a great guess,
yep.
But
okay.
Not the right one. Nope. So if you have a different guess, leave it now on the TalkBack mic on the iHeart app. Going to play more of your TalkBacks coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are playing What the Bleep, where you have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the TalkBack mic on the iHeart app. First person to get it right wins today's JV Show Chug Mug. Here's today's clip in case you missed it.
I told my wife, when you grab your, I'm just going to grab mine at the same time.
I don't see why not.
Ew.
It's called being efficient.
Remember, this is a family show, you sicko, so it's not that. Let's go to your guesses.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Sarah from Clayton, and my guess is when you grab your book, I will grab mine. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, Graham, do you do any reading?
Kate grabs her book every night, and then I grab my pillow. I go straight to sleep.
This is Angela from San Leandro, and my guess is drink. Have a good morning.
Okay, you grab your drink, I'll grab mine.
Don't you think your man should be getting you
your drink
at the bar?
I was going to say, I feel like you grab both.
Yeah.
Probably. Right? That's the way.
And then you bring it to her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Gret from San Jose. I think the bleeped out word is phone. I think the bleeped out word is phone. All right, thanks. Have a great day. Bye. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday.
Not it. Very popular guest this morning. Phone, one of the most popular guesses.
Hey, JV Show, it's Randy from Oakley. My guess is lunch.
Lunch, there it is. Here's today's clip on bleeps.
I told my wife, when you grab your lunch, I'm just going to grab mine at the same time. I think that's fair. Sometimes you guys want to go to a different place, right?
Yeah.
You're going to grab lunch? I'm going to go grab lunch.
Or if you're not together because one of you guys has something to do, like instead of making it a late lunch, you guys are both starring, go ahead and grab your lunch. I'll grab mine.
Yeah.
We'll meet up later. That works.
I assumed your answer was going to be no, bring me food from wherever you're going.
Sometimes I don't want
that food. Sometimes I want something different.
Okay.
I like a lot of food that my husband won't even go near, so I'm fine with us eating separate things sometimes.
What sorts of things?
He's not a big seafood person.
Ah.
Yeah. You know, I can eat tacos all day, every day. He's like a once in a while.
Who's a once in a while taco person? I'll fight him.
I know.
What?
Yeah.
What is it? What does he like to eat all the time?
Chicken nuggets?
I don't know. I don't know, actually. He'll eat almost anything, but the certain things that I'm like craving, he'll like not go for.
What's the what is the seafood that he's averse to?
Like he doesn't like crab. Like he won't touch a seafood boil.
What in the not living life is happening?
I barely got him to try lobster maybe like last year.
Because
he didn't like it.
You had to force him to eat lobster. It's delicious.
He just doesn't like seafood like that. He won't eat fish.
Oh. Oh, that's no fun at all.
I know.
All right, let's get some shout outs. First, that's our buddy Manny in Oakley. What's up, Manny? What's up? A brand new JV show, a Chug Mug coming your way. He had the very first correct answer this morning, which again was lunch. Not that many other people got it today. No. I thought people were going to be all over this, and I was going to be giving miles of shout-outs, but just a couple to give. Alex and Benicia, what's up? Alex, what's up? You had the correct answer. So did our buddy Diana in Chico. Last time she complained about the game. Today, boom, look at that.
Nice.
Got the correct answer. Any other shout-outs that I'm missing here, Jess? She's got her laptop up to her ear as she's listening to some last-minute guesses.
There was somebody else. I can't hear their name.
Hey, got it.
Arjun from San Jose.
Arjun?
Yeah.
RJ?
Arjun.
Are you standing by that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, came with the last minute correct answer as well. So shout out to you. Appreciate everybody that played the game this morning. Most of the guesses were on things like phone, keys, jacket. Those are the most popular guesses.
But
lunch was the answer.
Well, do it again tomorrow. Same time, 7:05 right here on the JV Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
You guys, we got a talk back from our Chug Mug winner.
Cool. JV Show's Manny. Yeah, I got my second one. My first one, I don't even have the graphics anymore. Great. Thank you.
Okay,
oh,
yeah,
those
Manny
must have come off in the wash.
Won his second Chug Mug. Yeah, don't scrub the outside of the older model Chug Mugs too hard because I say older model
they're
like there's a newer
model.
We don't have the newer models yet, but I predict that the newer models will have a more scratch-resistant logo on them.
Yeah.
Hi, JV Show. Good morning. It's Tiffany from Clayton. I guess you didn't like my idea yesterday about making a little snippet or a drop or whatever you call it, for when people slide into your DMs like the men and say, I'm a daddy, or I'm a dad, or I'm a man. But like I said, don't use my voice. Use your voice, Graham. I think it would be funny. Maybe you don't. Okay, bye.
I think we have to use her voice saying, I'm a daddy.
Yeah, I might either.
Sorry, Tiffany, you set yourself up for that one.
She had left a talkback, and Tiffany, my apologies. We get a lot of talkbacks. We can't play them all every day, but she left a talkback yesterday making that suggestion because we, of course, love this drop that we play.
I'm a mommy,
and she's saying we need a I'm a daddy one. The thing about a drop is like that, you can't just create one. It's got to be from something or a moment or a snippet from the show when someone says something ridiculous. Yep. That's how a drop is born.
Yeah.
You can't force it, but we can use your voice there.
Right. That was the moment that we needed to create that. So
thank
you.
Might use that, yeah.
Poor Tiffany. All right, let's go to the phones. Wild 349. Hi, who do we have on the line?
We have Joe, Dominic, and Tony on our way to school.
Nice. Hi, guys. You are on this morning to play our Yup Nope game. Sure you guys know how this works. We're going to ask you four trivia questions. Just got to get three correct to be winners here. Jess, what are they playing for?
You are playing for two tickets for Jackson Wang.
Are you guys ready?
Let's go.
Here we go. I think we're starting off kind of easy. Here's question number one. Oakland, Berkeley, and Hayward are just a few of the cities inside what Bay Area county?
West Contra-Costa.
Oh, wow. My God. I spoke too soon.
And you jinxed them saying it was an easy one. That's because you live in the stack, Selena.
It's Alameda County. I thought everyone knew that.
Alameda County. Oof. All right. Yeah. We're not off to a hot start yet. But that's okay. Get the next three correct and you win. Question number two. In the Jack and the Beanstalk fairy tale, what did Jack trade for the five magic beans?
Hello?
Joey?
Do you have to
that? Tony?
What did you trade for the beans?
Right.
I don't know. You guys?
You can just guess anything.
Yeah. It's virginity.
We forgot that one. We have to go back to that fairy tale.
Nope.
What'd you say, Graham?
I didn't say anything.
Oh, okay. What's the answer?
He traded a cow, you guys. He traded a cow for those magic beans.
Let's at least finish off strong. Two questions left.
Right.
You guys got this. Here's question number three. Catalina Island sits just offshore of what U.S. state?
This is an easy one.
California.
Damn. Yep.
There we go. We're on the board. All right, question number four. Rudy is a classic sports movie about an undersized kid that makes his college team play in what sport?
Football on Notre Dame.
Yep.
There it is. That's right. Dang, you guys almost had it.
Oh, West Contra Costa.
So close.
Son of a magic bean spot.
You know what? We're also Ace fans, and I got that Coliseum wrong, so close.
Dang it. Well, thank you guys for being on and playing. I know you're on your way to school right now, so you guys have a great day. Don't hang up, though. I'm going to put you on hold really quick there. All right, Graham, let's get to these shouts.
You know, I got a bunch of DMs here. First one, hi, Graham. Return mom here in your DMs. Welcome back. Satisfied customer, obviously. Can you please wish my son, Eli, a happy, happy 13th birthday? He's the most amazing 13-year-old in the world. Mom, dad, Caleb, and Evie love him. Thanks. Yes, happy, happy birthday there to Eli.
Who gives a fuck?
That's true. Another one here, Graham. Mom, sliding into your DMs. I want to wish my 10-pound, 3-ounce baby boy, Antonio, a happy 18th birthday. He is 18 and he only weighs 10 pounds. That's a small kid. We love you and wish you the best of luck and all that's to come. Love Mom, Dad, Maya, Adrian, Alitzel, and your pup, Jasper. Happy birthday. Yes, happy birthday, teensy tiny Antonio.
Who gives a fuck?
Wait, is she saying when he was born he was 10 pounds?
I hope so, because that is some Ozempic overuse.
Right. All right. Another one here. Good morning, JV Show. Can you please give a shout out to my younger daughter, Averly? Averly. A happy birthday. She's turning 6 today. She listens to the show every day on the way to school. Her favorite part of the show is the Friday Chug Wheel. Mine too. That's tomorrow, 8:20. Hopefully, Selena's chugging tomorrow.
Why?
Love Mom, Dad, and Sister Charlotte. Yes. Happy, happy birthday. 6 years old. That's a big
Who
one.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Good morning, Graham. Can you please wish my son, Kyron, a happy 14th birthday? Love his mom, dad, big brother, AJ, and little brothers, Grayson, Gavin, and Caden. Yes. Kyron, hope you have a great birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Good morning, Graham. I'm hoping you can help us send a very special birthday shout out tomorrow. We're celebrating our Princess Ximena, who is turning 6 years old. Ximena, you mean the world to us. You are brave, smart, and full of the silliest, most joyful energy that keeps us smiling every single day. We're so proud of the amazing little person you're becoming, and we hope you never forget just how love and special you are. Happy birthday. Love Mom, Dad, and Leo. Yes, happy birthday, Ximena.
Who gives a fart?
A great day. And one final shout out here. This is not a DM slide, but I ran into some of our JV Show listeners yesterday. My daughter had softball pictures yesterday, and I met Victoria, who was on a rival softball
Victoria
team.
Victoria was so...
And I met her sister Valeria. So Victoria and Valeria, and they said, can we get a shout out tomorrow on the show? And I was like, yeah, for $5. And they forked over that $5, and here is their shout out. So shout out to you guys. It was great meeting you, and happy birthday to everyone that had a birthday shout out today. But keep in mind,
who gives a fuck?
Great point.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Ashley from Newark, California. I just wanted to give a birthday shout out to my husband, Dennis the Menace. He turned 39 today. He's at work. We're going to have sushi tonight, and the kids and I love him. Mwah. Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Dennis. One more year, and you'll be 40, and then right after that's 50, and then
that's
pretty
all
soon.
Downhill from there.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, you'll do
Who
great.
Who gives a fart?
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So the first part of Savannah Guthrie's Today Show interview aired, you know, about her missing mom. It airs over 2 days, today and tomorrow. Remember, she sat down with Hoda Kotb, who's been filling in for her on the Today Show. It's a very emotional thing to watch. I don't know if anyone has seen any clips online already, but let's just go through some of what happened in today's half of the interview. Savannah described the moment that she found out something had happened to her mom. She says that she got a phone call in the morning from her sister.
She said, "Mom's missing." And I said, "What?"
Yeah.
What are you talking about? She said she's gone. She was in a panic. I was in a panic. I'm like, call 911. Yeah. She's like, I did. We've called them. They're here. Like,
the cops are here. They're already talking to us. We're trying to figure out what happened. Savannah did say that her initial thought was that maybe mom had a medical emergency in the middle of the night and paramedics came and they took her to like a hospital or something.
Oh. So the back doors were propped open, you know, and that didn't make any sense. We thought maybe they came and there was a stretcher and they took her out the back. But her phone was there and her purse was there and all her things. And it just didn't make any sense. So Annie and Tommy had already called all the hospitals, but then I'm like, well, I'm going to call the hospital. So then I started calling the hospitals. And
imagine having to call every hospital one by one, trying to see if your mom is there, and they're all just saying,
no, scary.
Not here. And then the blood that was found at the front door, the doorbell camera that was yanked off, you know, from the wall there. She's like, everything is just not adding up. It's not making sense. Didn't know what to even think at that point. Savannah also did touch on the ransom notes. Remember, they received multiple ransom notes, all demanding Bitcoin for the return of mom. If you recall, they didn't even respond to some of them, but there was a couple times that Savannah and her siblings would post a video in response to one of the notes and ask for proof of life, or, hey, we need to sign that she's alive. We're willing to send you the money. We'll send you anything to return our mom. She did say in this interview that she does believe two of the notes. They received more than two, but she believes that two of the notes were real.
Interesting. That's one of the things we have always wondered about.
Yes. She didn't say which ones. But the one that was sent to TMZ on February 3rd did mention what Nancy was wearing, and also mentioned something that had been damaged in her house. So maybe that was one of the real ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
the whole thing is just so, oh my God, incredibly sad. And the fact that she has still not been found and there are zero leads. Oh my God, my heart goes out to that family.
I know, the fact that we're at
Day 54,
and that's where, like, this thing has really sort of gone cold at this point, because, yeah, the tips and stuff aren't flooding in anymore, and there has seemed to be nothing credible of any of those ones so far, or if there was, it didn't lead to anything.
I know.
So,
really quick, just on a much lighter note, Shaq is denying sending horny messages to Sabrina Carpenter online.
Sure.
Do you guys remember, I think we might have mentioned this, like, briefly when this alleged DM screenshot went viral. Mm-hmm. Does this ring a bell at all?
Yeah. Yep.
So Shaq was on his podcast.
I want you to tell me if it's me or if it's not me.
Is this an AI video?
No, it's not a video.
Shaq exposed for shooting shot at Sabrina Carpenter.
And then that's rapper Jim Jones, by the way. He sees the messages. Here's his initial reaction.
Bro.
And then Shaq goes on to read the messages. I'm going to clean it up for you, but just let you know what they said. Okay. So Shaq starts saying, he says, damn, baby, I would keep your farts in a cologne bottle and spray it on me every day. That's just jokes. I'm Shaq. What's your name, baby? And then Sabrina says, I know who you are. You're way too famous to be sending messages like that. And then Shaq says, well, I want some of that snow bunny for myself. You're being rude for no reason. You can't handle Big Diesel anyways.
That's probably true.
I'd have you in the hospital.
Probably true.
Can we find out?
Can we find out?
So Shaq says, like, come on, guys. That ain't me, right?
Is that me or is that Cap? Yeah.
I definitely do not believe that.
Thank you. Yeah, that went viral. First of all, ladies, the Diesel got way more game than that.
Okay, calm down.
Does he?
I don't imagine so.
It's not hard to have more game than that.
That's also a good point.
A little bit of fart clone doesn't, that line doesn't work on you ladies?
Ew, block. No.
So weird. All right, let's talk March Madness.
All right, the March Madness tournament resumes today with the Sweet 16 games. Remember, two of those games are going to be here in the Bay Area today at SAP Center. Number 11, Texas taking on second-seeded Purdue, and number 4, Arkansas taking on one-seed Arizona. But are there any perfect brackets still out there? Ladies, how are you guys' brackets looking?
Ooh, never started.
Forgot to fill them out. Okay. Yeah. Well, it turns out for the men's tournament, the answer, no. Nobody has correctly picked all the games so far, and there are about 36 million brackets filled out this year. Nobody has gotten all the games right. But for the women's tournament, which is also ongoing and not getting much coverage, it turns out there is one. 5.2 million people filled out a bracket for the women's March Madness tournament, and 14-year-old Otto Shellhammer from Pittsburgh, he's in the 8th grade. He has correctly so far picked the first 48 women's games in the ESPN Tournament Challenge.
Wow.
That leaves him just 15 picks away from perfection. He has Texas winning it all on April 5th in Phoenix.
Wow.
Now, we've talked before about what the odds are of filling out a perfect bracket. They are incredibly long odds, although it is sort of impossible to determine the exact odds. If every game is a 50-50 chance, which it's not, because sometimes you have a powerhouse team against a very low ranked team, and so it's easier to pick those games. But if every game was a 50-50, they say your odds are about 1 in 9.2 quintillion So you have a much, much better chance of winning the Powerball or the Mega Millions.
That's crazy.
If you factored in the favorites and stuff like that, the odds still are about 1 in 28 billion.
So what does he get for winning if he wins it all?
Usually the tournament challenges, some of those for filling out. Now, I don't know what it is for the Women's March Madness tournament, but a lot of these sites, ESPN or Yahoo or whatever that hosts these challenges, some of them give away $1 million or more or even higher. Because
oh, my God. Why have I not been bracketing?
They can put forward these huge prizes because the odds are so, so long to fill out a perfect one. And he still has a long way to go. But shout out to 14-year-old Otto.
Next year.
He's got the only one.
We're bracketing.
Yeah.
And we're going to get one of those TikTok psychics to help us.
Oh,
dude,
yeah.
Smart. Psychics know everything.
Thank you.
They win the lottery like every single week. It's leave some for the rest of us, you psychics.
All the time.
You know the numbers every time.
Next the JV show, Graham, you said you and your wife.
Oh, my God.
Committed a major parenting fail.
We're going to find of all out time.
What it is next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
For the JV Show, I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Marita calling from Tracy. And I was hoping you guys can get a birthday shout out to my baby girl, Gracie. She turns 9 today. And I just want to wish her a very happy birthday. Tell her that we love her. We're so proud of her. She's amazing in her sports and school. And we just want to let her know that we wish her all the best. And we hope she has a wonderful day. Thank you, guys. Love you.
Love that.
Yeah, yeah. Happy birthday, Gracie. Hope you have a great day.
Who gives a fuck?
Great point. Graham, before we get to your major parenting fail, did you guys see the McDonald's announce a new collab with K-pop Demon Hunter?
Yeah.
So they are launching 2 all-new meals. You're going to have the Saja Boys breakfast meal and the Huntrix meal. So one's a breakfast meal. The other one's like regular any other time of day. And they're also dropping 2 new sauces, the Hunter sauce, the Demon sauce, and also the Derpy McFlurry.
How cute.
I know. It's the cutest thing ever. March 31st is when it's going to be available.
Oh, that's almost here. A couple days.
I know. I'm so excited.
Love it.
All right, Graham, what did you and your wife do?
You guys, the worst of all time. Kate and I are officially the worst parents of all time. And I can say that officially. And I know now when my son is in therapy years from now, this incident from yesterday will be the thing that he is probably talking about.
No.
I don't know if I just cue the sad music now, probably.
Just do it.
So yesterday, when I went to pick up my son from school, the first thing he said to me is, "Why didn't you come?" I said, "What are you talking about?"
It's a little personal.
And he said, "The assembly. I won an award." And I was like,
"Are you serious?"
Oh my. And that's when it all hit me. Yesterday morning, and we had gotten a text from his teacher like a week or two ago that he was going to receive an award, Outstanding Student of the Month award at the assembly. And he said, "I was so surprised that I got this award because I saw everybody else's parents there and you guys weren't there. And so I figured I wasn't getting the award. And then when they said my name, I was just shocked because every time you could look into the audience and see the parents that you're going to get the award."
No one clapped for him. The other parents probably holding back to see where his parents were and to let them cheer loudly. And it was crickets.
And he was looking out into the crowd, and you see those videos of how children always light up when they see their parents in the crowd.
And they're lost and confused, maybe a little sad before, until they see mom with the camera.
Yeah, and he just kept looking and looking, and mom
never
and dad.
Found mom and dad.
And then afterwards, when they hand you the award, after they let you go up and take a picture holding the award with your family, there's a photo station. And so he probably...
Oh, my God. Did he just skip that part?
I'm hoping another parent maybe stood in and...
Wait, helped. This is actually really heartbreaking.
You guys...
Wait, your daughter goes to the same school, right?
Uh-huh.
Did she cheer?
I don't... Sometimes they don't do the assembly with the entire school.
Oh,
they do it with just that grade. So she
probably... No one was there for him.
Wasn't there. I'm hoping some other people... clapped. I've never felt that was in all seriousness, that was one of the most heartbreaking moments of my entire parenting career. And look, I can't blame my wife. We're both really busy. She said she forgot to put it on her calendar, or she thought she put it on her calendar but didn't, and then neither of us reminded each other, and then we both flat out forgot. You know, life is busy. But to have him be the only student there that didn't have parents up there or in the crowd to cheer for him, and then take
my Jess impression
to take the
way to ruin a moment
to take the picture with him. I mean, I've never felt worse. I still feel terrible. Yesterday, we're like, well, we've got to do something to celebrate. So we took him to the arcade last night and at the bowling alley, and he had the time of his life, and he won a bunch of tickets and got some prizes, and he had so much fun.
How much did you apologize to him, though? Oh my God,
profusely. And luckily, he had so much fun at the arcade. He said he was thankful that we didn't show up, because if not, we wouldn't have gotten to go and do something incredibly fun. So I'm hoping he's over it. But someday he's when this not. Comes out in a very expensive therapy session, I know this is going to be where it all he's going to pinpoint.
He's probably over it, but like you're going to it's always going to make
he's
going to
hold it over.
No, but like you as the parent, you're always going to feel so guilty about it.
I cannot shake
maybe you're
this
the one that needs
feeling.
Therapy.
I will
to let go of the guilt.
Also be talking about
and
this.
And I think your son like is suppressing those emotions right now, but those are going to come back up.
Oh, they're going to come back out when he's a teenager.
Sorry, yeah.
He's
going to
remember that.
He is going to remember that.
And you guys start bumping heads.
Yep.
He's going to be like, "Remember that one time I won an award? You guys don't care about me."
Yeah. Cuz what sucks is like you can't go back. You know, like you can't fix this mistake.
When they create Hot Tub Time Machine, it's a real thing. I'm going to set the date for,
even know the date.
No, I wouldn't set it for yesterday. I'd go back to that time I could buy a bunch of Bitcoin for dirt cheap. I'd probably set it for that date.
That's a good one.
But the second opportunity to time travel, I'd go back to yesterday and fix that.
Yeah.
Although there was this one night in college, I'd love to go back and do that.
Oh my God.
Okay, I'll set it for that. And then the third time that I time travel, I would go back to yesterday.
What about your wedding day to relive that all over?
Well, that'd probably be the fourth. This is
that
more important than that. I have so much
guilt
about
this. What
about
Giants winning the World Series?
Oh yeah. My God, that was so fun. I would time machine back to that.
And that's also ahead of your son's award.
Yeah. That was a great day. That was so fun.
Dude, you have a lot of things to time travel to.
Yeah. And that one time I dunked a basketball in a game, I would set the time machine to relive that, because that was one of my proudest achievements. And so after that, I would time travel.
Then you would go back and be there at your son's
yesterday
award show
and go
assembly.
To the awards.
Well,
it
good.
It was so sad, you guys. We're the worst. I officially turned in my parenting card. I don't want to be a parent anymore. Yeah. I failed.
No, I mean, this happens to all parents. There was one
time. Not this bad?
Not that bad, but I mean, like, it's like this, well, I guess yours is worse, but like the one time I forgot my daughter had a minimum day and I forgot to pick her up. That happens.
Jesus.
That's happened to all of us.
Yeah, that's
trying to make you feel better, buddy. Yeah, yours is worse, though.
Yeah. He had the little certificate.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. He'll get over it, I hope. All right, we're kicking off our meeting in the ladies' room. Coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's Wild 94.9, the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Damn, Graham. That's messed up, bro. I've been to plenty of those for my daughter. Well, we've actually never, ever missed any of those for our daughter. And when I see those kids that have no parents there or family there, man, makes me feel really bad. All right, man. Do better.
Do better, Graham.
Seriously. Yeah. We weren't there at my kids' assembly. We just flat out forgot. We just flat out forgot. But at least it was more the element of surprise. That way he didn't know he was getting the award and he was more surprised.
Don't try to flip it. You screwed up.
It was the best surprise he's ever gotten. And then he got to go to the arcade last night. We felt so bad.
I bet.
I was just walking around the house yesterday just handing him packs of candy. As a peace offering.
That's not enough. The childhood trauma.
Here, have some chewy nerds or whatever those things are called.
Oh, those are so good.
Gummy nerds.
Nerd clusters.
Yeah, nerd clusters. Here, have some of these, please.
All right,
please
guys.
Forgive.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
God, text fighting with my daughter is so annoying. Like, I could only type so much so quickly. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
Are you winning?
It takes forever. I don't know. I feel like she's kind of winning right now.
Yeah, they usually do.
Dang it. We're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Don't worry. I lost my parent card when my daughter was 4. Forgot her at dance class because I was having a glass of wine with a friend down the street. Ran to the studio about 20 minutes late. She's crying, freaking out, all the things. And now she's 12, still holds it over my head, totally traumatized, thinks I'm always going to be late to pick her up. She will text me a minute before she gets out from things to make sure I'm coming. So yeah, throw money in the therapy bowl. Bye.
We're talking about parenting fails because Graham.
I forgot to go. My wife and I both forgot to attend our son's student of the month assembly yesterday. The only parents that did not attend, and so he had nobody up there to take the picture.
That's
with
the
his
saddest
little certificate.
Thing that I've ever heard.
I'm telling you, it broke my heart, and I'm turning in my parent card. Oh. I no longer want to be a parent. It was a hell of a run.
Where's my jewelry? Can we talk?
All right, can we talk about when compliments in a relationship become red flags?
Okay, I thought they were a good thing.
That's what I thought. There was this survey that was done by a dating app, one that I've never heard of. You know, there's a zillion out there. Hilly? I don't know how to pronounce that. But they did a survey, and half of women that were surveyed admitted that they brushed off a compliment on a date because it made them feel uncomfortable. And receiving too many compliments too early on feels like a red flag.
What?
They feel like really? That because you haven't really had time to fully see each other yet, really get to know each other, and they are classifying this as love bombing. Like, how can you give me all these compliments when you don't even know me?
Well,
all that well.
I think that those are probably in the scenarios where the woman isn't interested in the man. Because if I'm interested in someone, give me all the compliments.
I was thinking that's the same thing. This applies to the hotness scale. That dude is super hot and showering you with compliments, like Jess just said. You're open to receive them. Mm-hmm. But if the guy's borderline creepy and then the compliments are coming in and they're sounding a little, giving you the ick a little bit. Yep.
Maybe that's what it is. Let me know what you guys think about this post on Reddit, you know, kind of about the same thing. There was a user who said she'd only been talking to a guy for one day. And in that time, he'd already complimented her eyes, told her how pretty she was, commented on her wit. Like, you know, she was really witty with her responses. And she said all of that made her feel self-conscious. She was starting to grow uncomfortable, and she was really polite the first two times. But after that, started ignoring the compliments, hoping that he would get the hint. And she said, you know, I want to tell him to slow down, but now I'm thinking, is this a red flag? Too many compliments.
What?
I don't see anything. I'm sorry. I don't see anything wrong with this.
I don't either. Unless they're complimenting something inappropriate and like, hey, your booty.
Like, do you drink milk?
Right.
The milk wagons
are looking.
But these seem like
ready
innocent.
To pour myself a glass.
Yeah, but like, oh, you have beautiful eyes. I'm sorry, I don't see anything wrong with that.
I think it's timing, though. Imagine you're on a first date with someone, and yes, everybody likes getting a compliment, right? Yeah. But if you are trying to talk about something or describe your past or whatever, and you're looking to have a serious conversation anytime you turn to him to say something, just, oh my God, I just love your lips. I can't stop staring at them. You know what I mean? It
would
kind of
gross
like,
me out.
It'd kind of be like, bro, can we, like, we're trying to have a conversation here. I think there's a time and a place for compliments, and those shouldn't be a red flag.
I guess. Yeah, I guess a lot of people also feel like you're complimenting too soon, that, you know, you have other motives here.
Well,
like,
doesn't everybody have the same motive
no,
on
not
first
always.
Dates right now? I'm speaking for us guys.
Okay, guys, yes, always.
Yep.
Women, not always.
Oh, boring. Yeah, I just think, again, like we said, I think the key component is who are these compliments coming from? Because I'm sure there are. That is, to me, that's just the biggest
factor.
Doesn't
that suck that there's a guy who can genuinely be, like, really into you, and he just wants to make you feel special, and then the woman, or whoever's on the receiving end of it is like, oh, no, too much too soon. It's giving me the ick. Too many compliments. Red flag. You're toxic.
Yeah,
and he's like, I just wanted to let you know that, like, you're beautiful.
Now you understand how difficult it is out here for us guys. You ladies can't. We don't get enough compliments. We're mad. You get too many compliments. Red flag. It just like make it make sense.
I do not envy the position men are in.
Yeah,
no,
me either.
It's rough out there.
Yeah, I know. Well, good luck. Because like by love bombing's definition, I don't know if I could say he love bombed me. It's not like he was throwing all these lavish gifts at me. But the compliment department, like, yeah, I feel like he would compliment me because he wanted to make me feel like. Like, really special. Yeah. And, like, I didn't see an issue with that.
And
compliment
I think it's only love bombing when they are saying all those things just to get something, to manipulate you into doing something.
So now is everybody who feels like this is a red flag, it might not even be that. His motives might be genuine, but now we're just being paranoid that anytime someone compliments you, they want something else. That's sad.
Yeah. But there is an element to that out there also. Just to be honest.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I want to wish Isabel a happy birthday. I love Mateo, Teresa, and Alele.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Oh, yeah.
That's a good point. All right, back to our meeting in the ladies' room. You know, last break we were talking about is complimenting too much. Can that be a red flag? Graham, you have something else flag related?
I do. I want to know if this is a green flag, like many people are saying, or if it is a red flag. A woman posted about her Tinder date, and they were at Olive Garden. And you know Olive Garden has the unlimited breadsticks and salad deal. When's the last time you went to Olive Garden? Let's be honest.
It's been a few years. I want to say maybe like 3 or 4.
Jess?
Probably around there.
I don't think I've
maybe
been
more.
In, yeah, I haven't been in a very long time, but I am very hungry right now, and I will crush some of those breadsticks. She says her date started making, and I hadn't heard of this, and maybe this is a food hack that everybody should know about, but started cutting the breadsticks open and then putting the salad inside of them and making like a little Olive Garden breadstick sandwich.
Ooh.
And people in the comments are like, dude, major green flag. This is a great food hack. And wow, like just praising Olive Garden King here. What do you ladies think? A guy tries out viral food hack, or maybe he's creating his own viral food hack while on your date. He's opening up the soft breadsticks and stuffing them with stuff before stuffing them into his face. Your thoughts?
Is that kind of, I feel like it's not a red flag.
I think it's...
But not a green flag?
It's not like a green flag. You're like, oh my God, yes, this guy. Like, look at what he's doing. He's so innovative and perfect. But I'm leaning more towards green. It's like a light green.
Yeah. Jess, your thoughts? A guy starts trying... He's mushing all his food together into one to try to create some new food item while on your first date.
I'm here for it because then that means he wants to share something that he finds cool.
And I feel
me.
Like it's something like fun. Like, you wouldn't get bored with this guy. Like, he's trying new things.
Okay, what if
it sounds delicious?
What if he's like, oh, we're not going to order anything else. This is our meal.
Okay, then no, that's a red flag. That's a red flag.
Okay.
Graham, I can tell by the look in your face you feel differently.
Look, as much as I might like to, you know, consume food in sort of a strange way, like, look, I love, you know, if I have spaghetti and meatballs or whatever, I love making that into a sandwich. You ever had a really good spaghetti sandwich?
No.
Put a couple of pieces of bread, maybe that garlic bread with a bunch of butter melted into it, and then you take a scoop of the spaghetti and meatballs on there and you make it a sandwich, either open-faced or whatever. I wouldn't dare do that on a first date. Do you know what I mean? Like, save your food hacks and your stuff when you're mixing your food all up weird. Or, Selena, you are like, I don't want cheese on my cheeseburger. You save that stuff for later dates, right?
Okay.
You don't just announce that you're a weird food person right at
Why?
The start,
but you're
right?
Getting to know each other. And, like, I don't think that's that weird to not want cheese on a cheeseburger, first of all.
Well,
but like,
you're
yeah,
a minority
be
on that
you.
One.
I don't think I'd be completely weirded out if you wanted to turn his breadsticks into little sandwiches.
To me, like focus on the conversation, eat your food normally before you start mushing it all together and trying
your
thing.
You say red flag.
I'm not saying like red flag, but I would kind of.
Orange flag?
Like if a woman started doing this on a date, I'd be like, oh, okay.
Would you think it's a little childish?
Kind of.
Wow.
Even though I would want to do it myself. I just wouldn't do it on a first date.
Okay, I
got
guess.
It.
That's valid.
Like,
I don't know, I feel like I wouldn't mind it.
On a
but
first
again,
date,
I feel like
I'm trying to eat everything
like.
With a fork and a knife. Yeah. You know, I'm trying to be polite. I'm not picking everything up and, like, mushing the salad into my breadstick and smashing that around then hammering it into my face.
I think there's a way to do it and not be weird.
Yeah.
To be like, oh my, like, you know, to say, like, hey, hear me out. I just thought of something. I might look weird, but that's okay. What if we tried this? Mm-hmm. It sounds good. Let's try it. You down? Like, I think there's a way to do it without being so weird.
Or test the waters before you actually do it. Like, oh, hey, did you hear of this hack? Like, should we try it?
Yeah, even though it's not really a hack. You just made it up when you were high.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, because she didn't mention that this was even offered to her at all. This is with how he was eating away over there. So I can't tell. Most people were like, green flag, yes, breadstick zaddy or whatever.
They were, I'm more in that camp.
They were loving
breadstick.
They were living for Breadstick King, but I don't know. Like, I don't know. I feel like I would try to be like slightly more polite.
Yeah, I like
first date.
All right. Today's Hottest Trending is coming up next. We are going to talk about Taylor Frankie Paul, how much she was supposed to make for this Bachelorette season. Will she still make it? Plus, there's some new allegations from her ex. So it's all coming up next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were talking about, are these talkbacks on the breadsticks?
Yes, they are. People are weighing in on this. A woman says she was on a first Tinder date and they were at Olive Garden and the guy started stuffing salad, cutting open the breadsticks and stuffing salad into it and making like little Olive Garden sandwiches.
Wow.
Good morning, JV Show. I'm thinking there's too much emphasis on the first date and presenting yourself as someone that that person might want to see or be with instead of just presenting who and how you really are. Like, if you want to put salad in your bread on the first date, put salad in your bread. It's neither here nor there. I actually appreciate it because it lets me know that you're going to be yourself no matter what. And I want to meet yourself on the first date. I don't want to meet you later. Show me who you are now.
Yes. See?
But
that's what
the
point of a date is.
I guess. I definitely understand that point of it. But there's other things I just there's a lot of things I just wouldn't do on a first
date.
But
that also might be something
out of, like, politeness
that might like draw someone to you. Like, you have so much personality, you're quirky, you're just being you. A lot of people might be like, I love that.
What if
instead of being like, oh, well mannered and all, you know, just all,
yeah,
you want to be well mannered, but you know what I'm trying to say? Just all boring and polite, okay, and shy, and not
like
really
be respectful,
showing so
but
much.
Be you.
So, Selena, what if you're on a date? Look, you're at B-Dubs. It's a first date because you love Buffalo Wild Wings. And you guys get an order of wings. And the guy's like, this is how I eat wings. And each time he takes a sip of the ranch, like drinks the ranch into his mouth and then dunks the wing in there and then puts the whole thing in his mouth and then pulls out just the bone and then swallows the whole thing. He's like, this is food innovation. This is how I eat wings. Would you
weird,
be like,
but
dude,
do you,
bro.
I think
you
be like, but
I'm grossed out.
It depends. I'd have to see it. If it grosses me out, then I'm
how does
out.
That not I'd gross, gross out? That grown man
but
drinking
making,
ranch.
But making a sandwich out of a breadstick, that's not grossing me out.
I know, but I'm just giving you an example of the you do you thing. I don't want you to do that on a date.
I think you do you regardless, and you're going to find the person that accepts you. And it might not be me, but at least you're doing you.
Hey, this is Lindsay from Walnut Creek, and let me just tell you, dating out there is hard, and some of the guys are weirdos, and if I was on a date with this guy and he was making a salad, a burrito with his breadsticks, I am so here for it because that sounds delicious. And let me just tell you, for lunch I brought tortillas and a bag salad. I love a good salad burrito. Yummy, 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 yummy.
See?
Yum, 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 yum,
yum. People are here for it. We'll do
good salad burrito.
One final talk back.
Good morning, JV Show. There is a thin line between an innovative eater and just bad table manners. So I'm with Graham on this one, not on a first date.
Thank you.
Wow. Boring.
Have some manners, people.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And trending is sponsored by Graton Resort and Casino. Graton Resort and Casino is hiring chefs, bartenders, waitstaff, and line cooks. Bring the energy. Apply now at GratonCareers.com.
So how much was Taylor Frankie Paul going to get for her season of The Bachelor? Bachelorette. As you know, ABC pulled her season of the show in light of that video that surfaced where she was attacking her ex. According to sources, she was supposed to get paid in the low to mid six figures.
Wow.
And guess what?
Okay.
She's still getting that check because her contract is for services rendered, and she did her part. She filmed the show. Even though the episodes will not ever air, she is going to get the money that they said she was going to get paid for.
And that makes sense because ABC knew about the whole situation. They can't be like, oh, well, this surfaced and it's in your contract that if something happened, nope.
You knew and you turned a blind eye. So she is going to be getting her bag, queen. As for Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, I wish we knew what was going to happen with that show. Not that I watched that nonsense, but Jess, you do.
Oh, I do.
That show still up in the air. Production's been paused for, I want to say, like 3 weeks now, and it might not ever finish filming this season. It might continue at a later point without her. Nobody really knows yet.
I think they 1,000,000% resume. I hate it when people go of 100%. So they 100% are going to resume filming that season because of the notoriety. Right now, you have to strike while the iron's hot. Everybody is talking about that show. They will. That's going to be a huge moneymaker there.
I agree.
And so that's going to come back and resume at some point, and you will get to see a lot of the season. Whether or not she's on it, maybe, I don't know. Maybe they just, you know, show people reacting on the show to news coverage of the events or whatever. Right. It will be in the storyline. It's going to be heavily featured. There's going to be commercials about it. They're going to exploit that thing to no end. But back to Taylor, Frankie, Paul, Dean, Martin, Michael, whatever her name is. She got paid for the show, but she's missing out on a huge, massive amount of money that comes following you being the star of The Bachelorette, right?
Yeah.
There's endorsement deals. There's social media, you know, ads that you're doing. All these companies want to collab with you. There's all this stuff. And that stuff has all gone out the door. I mean, I'm sure there are still some of it, but the majority of it is gone. Like the amount of her earnings that she was going to make had she had a successful season of The Bachelorette and became beloved. And everyone's like, oh my God, I love her journey. I love this for her. I love her love story. The marketing deals and all this stuff would have been huge. So she's missing out on a major payday there. Yes,
she is.
She gets her contract money, but that's not like the huge money that you really make from that show.
As for these new allegations, did you hear about these new things, Jess? So apparently last month, her ex Dakota went to cops in West Jordan, Utah, with some new allegations of domestic violence. This new incident is said to have taken place in early to mid 2024. Again, it was captured on video because this is what he does. He records her acting crazy and he's turned all this over. And I guess detectives are reviewing the video and they're working to like verify things while they interview everybody. And if they do decide like, hey, you are guilty here, or I mean, clearly if there's video, I mean, it's not going to take very long.
Yeah.
But what they're saying is that this could be a violation of the probation she's on from her the 2023 arrest, which is the video that we all saw. So it's just going to go downhill from here for her.
Yeah, you can go to jail. You violate your probation. Yeah. I think it's smart that I mean, and she should have been doing the same thing if she's alleging stuff about him and abuse from him. You should record it because otherwise, it is a he said, she said. And in today's world, you have a camera in your pocket. Yeah. It should be recorded. There's your evidence. Look what happened to me. Here, you can watch
it. But a lot of times people in that situation, it's like, okay, you pull out your phone to record the person and then the abuse is worse. So I get the fear of her not wanting to, if that was the case. Jess,
true.
I'm about to play this audio from one of her Secret Lives co-stars that was on the Call Her Daddy podcast. Who is this?
This is Jessie.
Jessie.
So she is also going through a bit of a divorce scandal right now, situation with her husband from Dad Talk.
Right. But they did. I know it's Mom Talk. There's Mom Dad Talk. There's Dad Talk. Oh my God.
Nobody wants this.
So she was asked, like, were you shocked by all this with Taylor Frankie Paul?
Yes, because I'm sure there are situations in the past where he could have and didn't. And same with her. So because of that, I was like, why now? You know, but I don't know the reason behind it. Everyone's kind of speculating on that, but I think maybe he had hit a limit. Maybe, I don't know. I genuinely
don't
know.
And that was about him getting the protective order and filing charges, finally going through with it when there's been talk of them in this type of relationship for like years.
Yeah.
She was also asked, you know, how is this information about Taylor Frankie Paul getting out? Is somebody leaking information? Who do you think it is?
I don't know who it is, but if I had to guess, it's Dakota.
So
sure.
Do you think Dakota sold the video to TMZ?
Yeah.
Of course he did. Like, how else would it have gotten out?
And in this interview, Jessie, she also does mention that at first it was production that stopped the filming and that after that it was the ladies that were like, hey, we actually don't feel comfortable because all of the news that are coming out, we're just finding out about them and we don't want to react and say the wrong thing without knowing all the information.
So production actually stopped.
So production stopped it at first, but then the ladies also stopped it. And she did mention in this interview, I think we are ready now to speak about it. So I think very soon production could continue.
I think it will.
I think so too. It's such a successful show.
Yeah.
And clearly he leaked the video. Whether or not he got paid for it, who knows? You could always send the video to somebody else and like, oh, you can drop this on TMZ's desk or whatever. In today's world, I mean, I guess you could say smarter to get paid for it because they will pay for that video, particularly that video.
Yeah.
That was a big one. But it could have leaked. He's obviously the source of the leak. That thing wasn't just found in the cloud somewhere.
No. And then, Graham, we're going to talk about what you had next.
I don't have anything.
What did you have? Okay. Well, then never mind. We're just going to move on. Yep.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Easter bag update. I just left Trader Joe's in Millbrae again, and there was a line around the block. And I walked in, and they started to tell everybody they sold out. So the store cleared out. Suckers.
Of bags.
Suckers. Sold out. The Trader Joe's bag drops continue to happen, and long lines spotted around the Bay Area to get your hands on these.
But I just don't get why. At this point, why?
Don't you already have one?
Maybe like the first couple of times it was something new. Everyone's talking about it. It was trendy. But why now?
Because people can't get them. So every time they drop...
And nobody should!
But why can they not get them? They put out so many of these things. They're everywhere. It's not like there was some very scarce supply of these. They weren't, like, putting out 10 at each store. They were putting out hundreds.
Yeah, but if they run out of a certain color, you have to wait till the next time they drop them again to get that specific color.
But why do you need that many Trader Joe's bags? Like, people that have multiple, what are you doing with those bags?
Just staring at them in their place, just looking at them longingly each day. Like, what were people doing with their collection of Stanley Cups? You can't drink out of every single one each day.
But yeah, but you were actually using them.
Were you?
You can still use reusable bags. Like, Selena, you need some for shopping.
I think today's modern human, we need something viral to be obsessed with. Labubu's Stanley Cups. Yeah. Like, if there's not a thing that we can be focused on that's the viral it thing, like, we're just lost. Like, what do we do?
Because we need little bits of hope and little things that make us happy.
It is true. Just, gas is over $6, though.
Yeah. I guess.
Hey, Selena, can we have a lice update? How is it going? Bye.
She's a lice or life?
I think.
Lice life.
If you missed yesterday's show, I do not have lice, okay?
We don't know sure.
I'm pretty sure I don't have lice. Aww. But the other day, I did get an email from my son's teacher. He's in TK, and she was like, just so you know, someone in the class did or does have lice. She didn't really expand on that. I don't know if that person showed up to school, if they caught it at home, and that person, you know, stayed home. I don't know, but she just sent out an email to let everybody know your child may have been exposed. So yesterday, I pick up my son from school. I check his head. Great head of hair, that kid.
Nice.
No lice. I meant to go
How detailed did you go through it with the fine tooth comb?
Not with the fine tooth comb, but I mean, his hair's short enough. You could see if you just run your fingers through and kind of part here and there. You can see his scalp, you know. Mm-hmm. So I checked, no lice. I meant to go buy some of that spray and I'm still going to. I should go today. I just forgot about it yesterday. but I want to get some of that rosemary spray that someone had suggested.
Yeah, or the tea tree oil.
I don't want to rub, douse his head in tea tree oil. I think I'm going to go for the rosemary spray.
Got it.
But as of right now, no lice. That I know of.
Okay, that's good news.
That I know of.
I had no idea that the lice talkbacks were going to explode the way that they did yesterday. Lice is a very, I mean, we've talked about some important stuff on this show before where I thought people really want to weigh in, but lice, that seems to be the thing that's galvanized the Bay Area. And people are invested in this story, Selena, so we need...
I'll keep you updated.
We need to know.
I still don't know. Where does it come from?
Me either.
It comes from lice, and they lay little eggs, and then
how do they sprout?
But that's like saying, where do deer come from?
Where do they come from?
It's a good question.
Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Does soda grow on trees?
If soda grew on trees, it'd be culture pop. Jinx, you owe me a culture pop. So I want a mango. That's my favorite flavor.
Orange mango.
But you know what I mean? Like, deer are just born, then there's the next baby deer.
I know they're born.
Lice are hatched, and there's the next lice.
So, like, one mama lice gets on somebody's head and hatches? Or, like, how does that work?
Well, God just put a lice in the world and it spread.
And it's just spread ever since.
Lice probably have to get busy first.
Like, it has to start somewhere. So is it getting busy on kids' heads?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Totally.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.